The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Great morning. Today is September the 15th, 2018, and this is the International Mastermind Association radio show, and we're here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. discussing Napoleon Hill's bestseller, Think and Grow Rich. And today's discussion is 30 Major Causes of Failure. But before we get into the show, I would like to introduce our co-host, and we have Katina McClinton. She is the owner of Fresh Start Development. We also have Ms. Margaret Anglin, and she is the owner of Mr. Wireman Electric. We have Shelly Jackson, who is the owner of Benchmark Construction Consulting, and Carol Kennedy, the owner of CPK1 Trucking. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And again, we will be discussing the 30 major causes of failure and how many of these are holding you back. So let's jump right in. And I would like to start with Ms. Shelly Ransom Jackson. Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning, Ms. Shelly. How are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning, Ms. Robin?
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. Which one of these major causes resonated with you?
The one that resonates the most or that I can identify is number 21, the habit of indiscriminate spending. Having grown up in a household where resources were not plenty, there was still quite a bit of spending on items, indiscriminate spending. So I my role model was not as great, or so I thought. I saw my mom get up every Saturday morning to go into the flea market and the farmer's market, and she went shopping on her breaks, so there was always something new. So I saw was the habit of spending. What I didn't see, which I found out as I got older, was that all while she was spending, she was saving. The problem is she didn't teach me how to save. So that's why, and I've constantly found myself in where, you know, the money is being made, but still living paycheck to paycheck. And in reading Think and Grow Rich, especially in with these 30 habits of failure, you know, I identify with quite a few of them, and it made sense as to why I am where I am at this point in my life. So this has really brought to mind that, or made me think about everything that I need to do, especially as I am getting closer and closer to retirement age, things that I need to do to have in place so that I can leave a legacy for my child and grandchildren. And it also has made me aware that I need to teach my even though I wasn't formally taught how to save, I still have to teach my grandchildren how to save so that whatever legacy is left, they will be able to multiply it for their own children.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. We had two other guests join us, one being Mina Robinson and Ann McNeil. And I would like for you guys to introduce yourselves before speaking on the one of the 30 major causes. So next I would like to call on our next guest, which is Katina McClinton.
Good morning. So my name is Katina McClinton, and one of the major causes of failure that resonated with me was procrastination, because I feel like I procrastinate on things that I need to do, and I don't. So, you know, the definition of procrastination is delaying what you need to do to get other things done so you can move to this next step. So I was reading the Go Rich book. It helps me resonate that I need to put plans in action to move forward.
Thank you, thank you. And Ms. Katina, can you please tell us more about yourself?
I'm the owner of Fresh Start Development for almost 13 years now in November, and I have a construction company, licensed general contractor, and I do residential and commercial new builds and additions as well.
Awesome, awesome. And I also understand that you are a member of NABWIC.
Yes, I am. I've been a proud member of NABWIC for 3 years, and I am the legislative chair for the group as well.
Awesome, awesome. And the next guest that we have would be Mina Robinson. If you can please tell everyone who you are, and also that one of those 30 major causes of failure.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Mina Robinson. I am with Smith Broomfield and Howard Construction, part owner and also director of business development, general contractor, self-performing concrete and masonry. One of the major causes of failures that resonated with me was number 17, wrong selection of associates in business.
Oh my!
This is
that's a good one.
Yeah, this is one of the most.
Let me hear it.
I'm gonna kind of read it in case those that are listening don't know what it is. It says this is one of the most common causes of failure in business. In marketing personal services, one should use great care to select an employer who will be an inspiration and who is intelligent and successful. We emulate those with whom we associate most closely. Pick an employer who is worth emulating. For those who don't know the meaning of emulating, it means match or surpass a person or achievement. We emulate those kind of know the old saying where it says you are the company you keep, or birds of a feather flock together, which kind of means if you're around certain people, you tend to start to act the way those people act. The reason why it resonates with me, because I've had that problem as far as when you're around someone that doesn't have the same will and ambition for greatness or advancement, you will find yourself losing your motivation and desire to grow. And when that happens, if you don't change your surroundings, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish with your company or with your job, because it doesn't necessarily have to be your business owner. It can be if you're working for someone and you want to advance in that company by starting entry level and work your way up to president. If you don't change your surroundings, what will end up happening is you will not go any further than where you already are, because they will eventually, you lose your motivation. And then also you'll lose the lack of interest, because you can be, I know, because you can be so enthused about something and, you know, you want your company to grow. You see your business going in another direction. You want to transition and, you know, you have partners, or either you're working by yourself and you're around those people and you're giving your energy to them. And then you're telling them what you want to do and they're not on the same page. And if they're not on the same page that you're on, it's either they're going to not respond. You have those that don't respond, or you have those that will, they don't want to transition or move forward, and they're complacent with where they are. They'll make it seem as though what you're trying to do is something that is not possible. Or they'll be so negative about it to where you would start to think negative and say, well, maybe I can't do it. Or maybe I'm not supposed to do it. So that's the problem that I was running into, you know, giving my energy to the wrong people. And when you give your energy to the wrong people, you get the wrong feedback. And when you continue to give your energy to the wrong people and don't change those surroundings, when you get that negative feedback, you wind up being in the same place you were a year ago when you could have been, when you could have surpassed your goals, but you're giving your energy to the wrong people.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mina.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Ms. Ann. I'm sorry. Before we go further, I want to just go ahead for those listeners that just joined us. We are discussing the 30 major causes of failure. And I'd like to list those. Number one being unfavorable hereditary background. Number two is lack of a well-defined purpose in life, lack of ambition to aim above mediocrity. Number four, insufficient education. Five is lack of self-discipline. Six is ill health. Seven is unfavorable environmental influences during childhood. Eight is procrastination. Nine, lack of persistence. 10, negative personality. 11 is the lack of controlled sexual urge. Number 12 is uncontrolled desire for something or nothing. 13 is lack of a well-defined power of decision. 14, one or more of the six basic fears. 15, wrong selection of a mate in marriage. 16 is overcaution. 16 is wrong selection of associates in business. 18 is superstition and prejudice. 19, wrong selection of a vocation. 20, lack of concentration of effort. 21, the habit of indiscriminate spending. 22, lack of enthusiasm. 23, intolerance. 24 is intemperance. 25 is the inability to cooperate with others. 26 is the possession of power that was not acquired through self-effort. 27, intentional dishonesty. 28, egotism and vanity. 29 is guessing instead of thinking. And last but not least, 30, the lack of confidence. So again, these are the 30 reasons or 30 major reasons of causes of failure. And today we're discussing just how many of these are holding us back. And with that being said, I would like to go to our next listener, and that would be Ms. Ann McNeil, who is the master builder. Ms. Ann, if you would like to please introduce yourself and tell us what's going to be in
through the COVID that failure resonates with you.
Absolutely, absolutely, and thank you. My name is Ann McNeil, and I am the master builder, happen to build stronger and better lives, as the founder of the International Mastermind Association, and also the owner of MCO Construction and Constructively Speaking. And the one that resonates with me, actually there's a couple, but I think there's really a lot for many of us. But I'll only respond to the one that you ask us to, and it is the number 8. Number 8 says this is one of the most common. It's procrastination. Procrastination is number 8, and the book says this is one of the most common causes of failure. Old man procrastination stands within the shadow of every human being, awaiting his opportunity to spoil one's chances of success. Most people go through life as failures because they habitually wait for their time to be right to start doing something worthwhile. Do not wait. The time will never be just right. Start where you stand and work with whatever tools you may have at your command, and better tools will be found as you go along. And this is so powerful for me in particular, because there are oftentimes things I'd like to do, like on social media, for example. And I start procrastinating about, oh, I don't know how to do this, I don't know how to do that. And I'll take this show, for example, that we're on right now today. When I first started hosting this show, did not know how, but I have now began to develop the attitude that done is better than perfect. And because of that, I was willing to just keep messing up, and continuing to focus on this procrastination item and finding a way to turn it around, understanding that there's never going to be a right time. The right time is right now. So I would say for me it would be procrastination number 8.
Wow. Procrastination. Okay. I would have never thought that would have been your problem, Ms. Ann. You are a trailblazer. But again, as you read, old man procrastination, he stands within the shadow of every human being. So, wow, that was really powerful.
Excuse me, Robin, no, but keep in mind, these are not problems, these are observations. And so I say that because our listeners, we want to be very mindful that languaging is very important. Is very important. So if I call this a problem, it looms large. Call this an area of growth in every area of my life. It's an opportunity for me to grow in that area by continuing to move forward and do just a little. And all those little bits and pieces, like a light of a candle, you take one and then you take another one and take another one. And before you know it, that darkness has just disappeared. So just languaging. Thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you again. Well, let's go to our commercial break. And once we get back, we have 3 more guests that would like to speak on one of the 30 major causes of failure.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Awesome. And we're back. Again, this is the International Mastermind Association call, and today we are discussing the 30 major causes of failure. And I noticed that we have a couple of new callers on the show, and if you would like to join the conversation, you can simply do so by pressing the number one. Now we have Miss Anglin, Miss Margaret Anglin. Would you like to introduce yourself and share your one of your major causes of failure?
Yes, I would. Good morning. This is Margaret Anglin, and I am the owner of Mr. Wireman Electric. And this morning, I'd like to talk about number 16, overcaution. You know, it says the person who takes no chances generally has to leave to take what is left over when others have already chosen what they want. And that is something that is an opportunity for me to develop within myself, because I will see something, I will know that could be good for me, but I'm so hesitant to move forward with it that by the time I get there, the space is already occupied, because only I'm always looking for others to work out the kinks before I take up my position. And the one thing that I have to realize within myself is that my name is Margaret and my name is not Ruth. And I won't have a Boaz to order stuff be left behind for me. I have to go and get what I need. So I have to basically stop waiting for my leftover space. I have to start moving to occupy the space that I desire. So that will be my area of that I will be paying very close attention to moving forward. In knowing that, as Angie stated before, getting it done is better than procrastinating, and then I can work through the, you know, whatever doesn't fall in place, I could make it, I could put it in place as I go along, or develop a space for it. So that's the one thing that I will be taking up in the next coming days and months.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much again, Ms. Margaret, for joining us. We have a caller, someone who would like to, who is that, Ms. Luana?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Can you please, before I need you to introduce yourself, Ms. Luana.
This is Luana Mayfield. I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I recently joined a group for the last 3 months. And I thank to Ms. Ann and us meeting and talking, and I am at the very beginning stages of starting my first small business in Charlotte. I actually serve in local political office, and we're here with dealing with Hurricane Florence, which is for Charlotte, it's just going to be a lot of rain. But the last speaker hit me right in the heart, because what I realized is mine is the exact same one, 16, overcaution, because I had planned to be in D.C. for the Congressional Black Caucus, and really to be there for the NABWIC conference, and had everything scheduled for it. And then I let overcaution stop me from stepping into that, because I was like, I need to be home where everything is going on. But mostly what's going on here is rain, and it's not the horrific incidences that are happening in Winston-Salem and other places. But sitting here, when I made the decision on late Tuesday evening to not fly out on Wednesday to be up there, in my mind, I was doing it so that I could be on the ground if something happened and if constituents or residents needed me. But when I finished reading the book on Thursday and got to worry, it brought me back to this 30, and I realized that what I did was let in a level of fear, seeing to what this would really look like, whereas I thought I was moving along with getting my mind right to step into this new journey and everything that God had for me. And I'm sitting out on my screen porch right now and just watching the rain come down. And it's not coming down hard, and it hasn't come down. It's going to really hit us tomorrow, late tonight, tomorrow is where it's really going to hit. But that wouldn't have affected me being there for the conference and getting back, because they haven't even closed the airport in Charlotte. So I recognize that it slammed me right, and I ran head first at probably about 65 miles an hour into the wall of what did I just do? And was it the fear and the overcaution of if I'm not here, what would happen? But the reality is, if it is here, what am I going to do? Because it's not like I got a boat to go actually go pick up anybody if something were to happen. I mean, I did what I would normally do, and that's call and check on a number of my seniors, check on some residents who I know live close to a ravine or a lake, just to make sure that they're good and they're prepared and have all the correct staff on speed dial, and that I could have done from there. So I had to own my place in that and not moving forward. And also had to recognize that that overcaution slash worry is still there, and I thought it wasn't. So now I'm at the place where I'm getting ready to start the book for the second time and really get my mind right for this next step that God has for me when I thought I was there, but I have to be honest with myself and recognize that I wasn't and that I have to work on it.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Ms. LaWanna. Thank you. We have another guest, and that is Ms. Carol Kennedy. Ms. Carol, would you like to introduce yourself?
I am.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. I am Carolyn Kennedy. I am the CEO and president of CPK1 Trucking. I have a trucking company coming out of Western Palm Beach.
Awesome, awesome. And which one of the 30 of these calls for failure resonated with you?
Okay, the number 9 is the one, lack of persistence. Says most of us are good starters, but poor finishers, and everything we begin. Moreover, people are prone to give up at the first sign of defeat. This is no substitute, or there is no substitute for persistence. The person who makes persistence a personal watchword discovers that old man failure finally retired and makes his departure. Failure cannot cope with persistence. So I am not looking for failure, so I know I have to be persistent. And in a lot of things I have held back, followed through, and I think I have realized now that it is important, and continuing to be persistent is going to help.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Ms. Carol, for joining our show. And we have another guest, and that is Angelique Frost. Are you there, Angelique?
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. And if you could please introduce yourself.
Hi, good morning. I'm Angelique Frost, owner of the Marje brand. Good morning, ladies. And you were asking about, good morning, I've been listening in, I kind of on mute, but I didn't want to not contribute and miss the call. And if I had to choose one out of the 30 major causes of failure, it would be I think I'm going to roll with number 10, negative personality. Because I don't think sometimes people know just how vital energy is or how it contributes to your success. And when I first started my business, before I had even finished or tapped into the book, I had gone to a lot of Black business owners in suburban areas as well as poverty-stricken areas. And I would ask them, like, what do you think, you know, I had met with business owners that were currently in business and ones that had businesses that had somewhat not taken off, or they just weren't diligent and their business kind of flourished or didn't, they were no longer in business. And I love the way the book puts it as the 30 steps of failure as far as procrastination, because although I asked these people what was, why didn't they make it or why did they make it? Because a lot of businesses, you know, you can have a business, but to own a successful business is something, it's like a completely different thing. A lot of them had excuses like it just didn't work out. It wasn't the right time. I don't know what happened. And it's like literally all of their explanations was really a subtitle of procrastination. So I love the way the book kind of gives you these steps, because a lot of times when you're starting, you don't really know what caused the person or why it's not working. But with this little list, you can kind of take heed to it. And it's kind of giving you like a rubric, I guess you want to say, to let you know that these are the most vital. So don't let this be a reason why your business is not going to be successful. But I absolutely love the book. I finished reading it again, so I think now I'm on like my 12th or 13th time. So I really love the book. I love the ladies. I love this show. And thank you so much, Ms. Robin, for letting me share.
You're quite welcome, and thank you for joining the show. It's time for us to go to another commercial break. And when we return, we're going to talk to Nefreda from South Florida.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-302002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-302002.
All right, and we are back. And we have Nefreda. Are you there, Ms. Nefreda?
Yes, good morning, Ms. Donaldson.
Please introduce yourself.
Good morning, audience. My name is Nefreda Thomas, and I am the president and CEO of K&S Media Consultants, Inc. We specialize in out-of-home advertising. That would include billboards placement as well as bus bench wrap, and I'm also a lobbyist. And I'm also known as the cake lady.
I can attest to that, okay?
How are you this morning, Robin?
I'm wonderful. I'm just good. Waiting to hear which 30 major failures that resonated with you.
Well, I wasn't really quite prepared because I didn't raise my hand, but I see you guys wanted to have me make a comment. But I really was just soaking everything in because if I had to be honest, all 30 of them I can relate to. I think all of us can, but for the sake of the program, we need to really hone in on what really resonates with us. And I must say that I would like to go back to the comments made by the elected official. I think I'm not really sure where she's from. I think she's from where the area, where they're having a lot of rain. And I wanted to say that for her to be so transparent as an elected official, it really gives me a lot of hope about the fact that there are people out there that still care about, you know, wanting to grow and be better for the constituents that they serve as well as for themselves. So I wanted to commend her on that and for allowing us to hear how transparent she is. So I want to thank her for that. And I want to say that the one that really resonates for me because of a most recent experience that I didn't even really realize and that was one of my issues is what Angelique just shared. I think it was number 10, because I'm not at that area in the book yet. I'm not there. I'm still in auto-suggestion. And I think that what Angelique shared as relates to being the attitudes of business owners, attitudes of people, period. We just have to be very mindful that sometimes our attitudes block some things that are set up for us. And that is how the devil is always in the details. He comes to just try to distract you from what God already has planned for you. And he comes by having a whole lot of little things going on around, dancing around the jewel in the middle. And you can't see it because you're paying attention to all the things that are dancing around it. So a recent experience I just had opened that up for me to let me see that I've always got to approach everything with a spirit of calm, a spirit of understanding, no matter what's going on around me, because there is something lurking that is for me as well as something lurking that is not. So you've got to be able to distinguish between the two. And the only way you're going to do that is approach everything with a very calm, very nice, very understanding attitude. So I must say that for me, that is the one that really resonates and stands out along with procrastination. That one is definitely an issue for me. And that for me comes from having a lack of confidence that would allow me to move forward and push through the things that frighten me. And I think that a lot of us are afraid of where we are, but we're also afraid of where we're going. So because we're looking at success and saying, well, you know, you're limiting yourself, at least that's what I do, that I'm only allowed this much success. So once I get here and somebody tries to take me to another level, I'm trying to find every excuse not to move forward on that. So there's fear of success as well as fear of not being successful. So we've got to learn how to dispel both of them, because that way we'll really begin to see some changes. So those are my comments that were solicited from me.
You were voluntold, right? Well, thank you.
Yes,
again,
I was.
For joining. Yes, Beth, thank you so much for joining our radio show. And it is, wow, 49 minutes after. We've been on this show for 49 minutes. This is awesome. We're getting close. We're going to be closing our show, and I would just like to know if there's any closing comments from any of our guests. And I have opened everyone's mic. Ms. Ann?
Absolutely. I'm like,
yeah. You bought a toe. I get it from you, Ms. Ann. I get it from you.
I'm coming out. I
was
falling
told to open my laptop this morning and put this show together. I was falling.
Oh, this is just awesome. This is awesome. And this is actually one of my most favorite parts of the book, because when we are willing to become, like the Freda used the word, transparent, and really I like to also say, get butt naked with yourself in terms of being brutally honest with where we are in order to grow. And so I want to just thank you, everybody, for being willing to come on and do that. But I will encourage us to please mute your phone until you're ready to speak, because we do have a lot of noise in the background, and this is a radio show, and we do want our listeners to be able to hear. And I'm one of those, so I am driving, actually on my way to Central Florida, Tampa, actually, for a class with the NASA Speakers Association. And so I'm going to go put myself back on mute, but you're doing an awesome job, and thank you, everybody, for participating this morning.
You're quite welcome. You're quite welcome. So, do we have any other guests who have any closing remark in our show?
I'll say something, Ms. Robin. This is Angelique. I don't know, there's people in the training class is looking at me like, she keeps going in and out. I would just like to say, you know, I don't think people really realize how important their spirit is to them, you know, because your spirit is important to you. It's more vital than your peace. So protect it as much as you can. You know, sometimes when you go around a certain people or a certain environment, it can change. You can feel the shift that takes effect inside of you versus if anyone else doesn't. So I just wanted to end on that, that your spirit is important to you. By all means, protect it as much as you can, because it will be vital to your success that you use it accordingly and are mindful of the spirit that you walk around with, because it can honestly change your whole outlook on life, and it can also change your outlook on your business by looking through a different view or something like that. Because even if, you know, if you have on a prescribed pair of glasses, Robin, if I try on yours or if I put on Katina's or Miss Ann's, we're all going to get a different view. So if you protect your spirit, then you can be able to look at it with a different eye, maybe a naked eye, and it'll be vital to your success. So thank you so much for allowing me to share.
And I thank you for sharing. Okay, we have Mina.
Hey. Yes, I do, Robin. Actually, I just wanted to say, this is my first call. I just wanted to say thank you to you ladies for allowing me to participate in the call. Listening in to all of the callers that have been calling in, it's really been a big inspiration for me this morning. Associating yourself with the wrong people. But being on this call this morning, listening to everyone give their feedback on what resonated with them and kind of giving their testimony to what's going on with them and their business and their lives, it's been a great inspiration to me. And I just wanted to say thank you to you ladies for being open. And as Ms. Ann was saying, as far as being butt naked and being transparent with the things that you're struggling with. And it's helping me to be more open and also helping me with what I'm going through here. So I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you, Robin, for allowing me to participate in this call this morning.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you. And Ms. Luana, your closing remarks.
I also want to say thank you, because I've learned so much in this short period of time. And one of the things, especially as black women, when we look at society, when we watch the news, when we read the paper, when we look around us locally, society and the media and others would give us the impression that, one, we don't truly support each other, and that we don't have a voice in this space. And as I maneuver, and I also want to say thank you to the sister who's also the lobbyist, because being an elected official, especially a local elected official, is often challenging because of what people see on the national stage as far as how people maneuver, and that it isn't about service, it's about other things. But what helps me to stay focused in this work is the fact that you ladies are successful in your own rights. And that success, yes, there's a monetary level to it, but there's this level of peace and understanding that a number of you have identified that are guiding me and others who are listening, whether they're listening online, if they are, or they're watching on Facebook. Then I encourage them to, one, pick up the book, Think and Grow Rich, and start reading it. But two, be actively engaged in these conversations, because you are helping so many people that, one, you realize, because we call in, but for those who haven't found the strength to actually be a part of the conversation yet, you're helping them just by them watching. And they're probably making the necessary steps. So I wanted to take the moment to just say thank you for your openness and for sharing and allowing me to come in as someone who's trying to navigate this and figure out how to do it the right way, and keeping the focus on engaging in any relationship that is not going to benefit all whom are going to be a part of it, it means so much, but it also helps me understand that I am on the right track and that I still have some personal work to do that I didn't even realize. So thank you for everything that you all have done and for welcoming me into this sisterhood and helping me to identify the additional gifts that I have. So thank you.
You're quite welcome. And besides, where at can you be on a call or a show or radio show where you have wonderful, professional, successful women, 8 o'clock in the morning? And I know for me, doing the Friday show as well as this show every Saturday morning, it's like a morning elixir. It's like that second, the third cup of coffee that really gets my day going. And I really encourage everyone to join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. The telephone number is 661-554-9219. Again, the number is 661-554-9219. And for those who did get something out of the call, please bring someone to the call next Saturday. And as a matter of fact, next Saturday we will be discussing on page 133, Take Inventory of Yourself, 28 questions you should answer. And as Ms. Ann says, it's time to get butt naked with yourself. And there's going to be like 28 questions that they're asking is a self-analysis questionnaire for your personal inventory. So once again, I would like to invite each and every one of you to join us next week. And so much for joining the radio show.
Robin.
At Sales to Success, we strongly encourage each of our listeners to acquire a personal copy of How I Raised Myself From Failure to Success in Selling by Frank Betker. ISBN number 0671-79437X. I say again, ISBN 0671-79437X by Frank Betker, BETTGER. Sell to Success.